It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Wednesday, January 30th. I'm Jay Gabler, and much as I would love to, we're not going to talk about Ariana Grande's new Japanese BBQ grill tattoo. We're going to talk about her hit song that has put a pair of famous Broadway composers back on the top of the charts. But first, a few more of today's headlines. Early Tuesday morning, Jussie Smollett, the actress-singer who stars in the show Empire, was violently attacked in what seems to have been a racist, homophobic hate crime. Fans were shocked, and among those sending support to Smollett are his fellow music stars. "Sending you my love," wrote Janet Jackson on Twitter, sharing a photo of the two together. Other stars speaking out for Smollett include Ella May, John Legend, and Questlove, who wrote on Instagram, "I'm at a loss for words at all of this. Stunned that I'm still surprised this can still happen and keeps happening and has never stopped happening." Lady Gaga's 2017 deposition from the legal battle between Kesha and Dr. Luke has been unsealed, revealing that Gaga strongly defended Kesha when questioned about Kesha's claim that the super producer, Dr. Luke, raped her. Gaga bristled at a question regarding whether she'd witnessed any abuse of Kesha, saying, quote, "When men assault women, they don't invite people over to watch." Speaking to Dr. Luke's lawyers, Gaga became increasingly angry about the fact that they were questioning Kesha's story. Gaga said, quote, "That girl has experienced serious trauma and she is in the middle of it right now, and you are all a party to it." R&B singer James Ingram has died of an undisclosed cause at age 66. Ingram rose to fame as part of the Quiet Storm sound of smooth rhythm and blues in the early 1980s. Quincy Jones discovered him on a demo and accurately guessed that Ingram's powerful voice would make him a star. The New York Times writes that Ingram's music was gentlemanly and romantic, the oral equivalent of being courted. James Ingram was one of the biggest pop R&B stars of the 80s, landing two number one hits, including the Patti Austin duet Baby Come to Me, and winning two Grammys. He sang on We Are the World, he co-wrote Michael Jackson's PYT, Pretty Young Thing, and he showed up on soundtracks like Beverly Hills Cop 2 and City Slickers. Here's James Ingram's second number one, 1990's I Don't Have the Heart. Speaking of chart toppers, you know who's number one right now? Rodgers and Hammerstein. They're credited as co-writers on Ariana Grande's song Seven Rings, which opens with an adaptation of the duo's Sound of Music classic, My Favorite Things.
Yeah. Breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles. Girls with tattoos who like getting in trouble. Lashes and diamonds, ATM machines. Buy myself all of my favorite things.
In honor of the hit, Billboard dove into the co-writer's chart history, and it turns out that composer Richard Rodgers, who died in 1979, and lyricist Oscar Hammerstein II, who died in 1960, are no strangers to the pop charts. A ton of their songs became pop hits in the 50s and 60s, when show tunes were much more central to the music landscape.
Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles.
That happens much more rarely now, though Jordan Smith hit the Hot 100 with his take on Climb Every Mountain in 2016 when he sang it on The Voice. Here's one you probably forgot about, though. In 2006, Gwen Stefani had a top 10 hit with Wind It Up, which starts with a riff on the Lonely Goat Herd. The video is Stefani wearing a nun's habit and leading a group of dancers in what looked like Catholic school uniforms. Maybe Britney should have got royalties on that one too. Lord of the Rings mastermind Peter Jackson, whose World War I documentary They Shall Not Grow Old hits movie theaters this week, is helming a forthcoming documentary about the Beatles. Specifically, the film will spotlight the making of Let It Be, the final Beatles album to be released, although Abbey Road was recorded after most of Let It Be was complete. The Beatles, in a Twitter thread, which is apparently how they announce things now, wrote, "The new film will be based around 55 hours of never-released footage in the studio, shot between January 2nd and January 31st, 1969. Peter Jackson is promising, quote, "the ultimate fly-on-the-wall experience." And the director adds that the footage shows, quote, none of the discord this project has long been associated with. The announcement, which coincides with today's 50th anniversary of the Beatles' iconic farewell performance on the roof of their London office, makes Peter Jackson, as one fan on Twitter put it, Lord of the Ringos.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Pink Floyd's David Gilmour is selling about 120 of his guitars to raise money for charity. He's not retiring, promises the 72-year-old guitarist. He's just cleaning house and looking to make some money to fight homelessness and help with famine relief.
If we can do our little bit to help with those larger global issues, I'll be a happier person.
He'll probably raise quite a bit when the instruments hit the auction block this summer. The most valuable instrument, a black Fender Stratocaster that Gilmour played on every track he recorded from the early 70s through the mid-80s, is expected to go for over $100,000.
I loved it from the beginning. Buddy Holly played one. Hank Marvin played one. That was enough for me. I just wanted a Strat.
In the video we're highlighting today, Gilmour uses that guitar to play the opening notes of Shine On, You Crazy Diamond.
Shine On, You Crazy Diamond came out of this guitar.
And also demonstrates the 12th string he used to write Wish You Were Here. That's today's music news. You can see that video and read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org, where you can also see video of Lizzo doing juice on Ellen, and sign up for The Current's newsletter that'll tell you what cool music is on TV every week. I'm Jay Gabler. Our producer today is Luke Taylor. We'll be back tomorrow with a roundup of this week's new music.
So you think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain.
As one fan on Twitter put it, Lord of the Ringos.